This is the World of Agriculture on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Riley Smith. The USDA released its weekly U.S. export sales report on Thursday. We'll have more right after this.
December is a month that is best enjoyed by sharing time with loved ones and friends while celebrating the holiday season. It is also a time for farmers and producers to review what they have accomplished over the past year and take time to enjoy the holidays. With a long year of challenges to overcome while growing crops and raising livestock, December allows farmers and producers to reflect on what they have learned over the past 12 months and make plans for the future of their farming operations. From all of us at the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, have a happy holidays.
The weekly export sales continue to look great for corn and soybeans. In fact, soybeans set a record for this week. Allendale commodity broker Greg McBride gave an update on the latest report from the USDA.
Just another great week for export sales. Corn export sales came in at 1.75 million tons. Bean export sales, 2.312 million tons. Even wheat sales were very good. This would be 9 out of 10 weeks wheat sales have surpassed the USDA's goal. So this would be the second best week for this specific week for corn and a record for soybeans. So everything going and pointing to very good demand on the U.S. export front here.
Despite the fact that Brazil now holds a price advantage to the U.S. on soybeans, McBride said global demand is still centered on the U.S.
But that hasn't necessarily slowed anything down for the buying of U.S. beans at this point. And like I said, we had another record for this particular week. So this is something that is a little bit anomalous. It might have something to do with the potential of the new administration and their stance on tariffs and trade that you're seeing a lot of maybe front running or early buying to make sure that some of those needs are met. But as far as when it comes to us versus Brazil, Brazil holds a very strong price advantage on the soybean side of things. It's just that we're seeing the sales come through on our end.
For the rest of this story and more, head on over to our website at iowaagnet.com. For the World of Agriculture on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, I'm Riley Smith.